Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, I was like all like chilled out on Bill's music, and then you like yelled hi in my ear, and I like jumped.
I love this new phone. It's so cool. It's like, okay, but am I talking too loud or what?
Well, now you're fine, but yeah.
Okay. All right, cool. That's funny. I know you're like all peaced out on Bill. Hey, you guys, I have some really great bad news right now. There's a tsunami warning. A 7.6 just hit the Solomon Islands. I think it originally registered an hour ago as an 8.3. I wish Katie was here to fill us in. But, yeah, so things are shaking and baking. God's shaking the devil bacon, eh? Isn't that fun?
I want some bacon. That actually sounds
bacon.
Really good.
We used to only eat turkey bacon because it's healthy, but now we eat pig bacon because it's the end of the world. So we eat the full-fat pig bacon. It's so fun.
Yeah, turkey bacon. I never had that.
Yeah, you know, it's not all that fat and stuff, but you know what? We just said, to hell with the devil. We're going to eat real bacon.
To hell with the turkey.
They make turkey everything, you know. But it tastes like chicken. You know how it goes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Man, Judy, you switched the pork and everything. You are a sinner.
Dude, I know. Hey, I have two phones now, so I'm kind of like a rapture doctor, right? Because I have my old phone, and now I have a new phone. And so I have two phones, and I feel really important.
You mean you have a walkie-talkie and a phone?
Good one, Lucas.
Might as well call that thing a freaking walkie-talkie.
Okay, so I want to welcome, Luco, you don't get your retard sticker because you're not in chat. You're only on the phone. So, bummer.
Oh, man.
I want to thank Gemma for being in chat, and guest 1064, maybe that's Keith. Jason is in chat. He has to run to Home Depot. Jason 302, our Judas extraordinaire Greek study guy. Kenneth, we're so glad you're here. Kenneth, call in and share everything you want to share anytime. Nick, we're so glad you're here. Alana, baby. So I'm not going to forget to read her email today. She didn't give me a fresh one, but I got enough dirt on her. She was so bad in one of her emails. She asked me to run it by you, Luco. That's how sketchy.
Wait,
she
what?
Is. She's like, run it.
Why would she want to run by me?
just to make sure it was God. But I'm like, I'm not going to let my little boy, Luco, see that. Shoot. I'm just playing a lot. I love you, girl. Okay. Her bae is crazy. Her bae. Her bae.
A blah.
Her blah. Well, she spelled it B-A, so, you know, it was weird. Okay. So I thought it was blah. Okay. But it makes sense, my bae.
No, it's ball, Judy, okay? It's ball.
I want to welcome Billy Ole. I want to welcome Raina and Michelle. Thank you so much, Michelle, Jesus girl. Dustin Wrong Loser slept in, and there was no morning show, and then Michelle realized it, and so she went ahead and logged in and did the show. So thank you, Michelle. I think she did it for a good almost an hour. So, but Dustin felt bad. But go ahead and make him feel bad, you guys. Like, when you see him, just make him feel bad. Because, like, I'm sorry.
Okay, I'll do that.
Well, he's
I'll make him feel
working.
Real bad.
There's, like, no excuse not to get your butt up when you're not even doing anything but waiting for the rapture.
Dude, he's not even on West Coast time, and he can't even get out of bed. That's pathetic.
That's what I'm saying, loser. So, anyway, Michelle,
it's like, oh,
thank
I can't
you.
Get up at 10.
Yeah, and like,
oh,
whatever. So Michelle, I think, is going to start doing night hours, so she won't be able to save him again. So if anybody else wants to be a bouncer in the morning, you just inbox me or call me at 408.
All right, guys, here's the deal. If there's no morning church, we either got translated or Dustin's an idiot. It's one or the other. You just pick one.
Right, or Michelle couldn't, like, save the day because she was working. But thank you so much, Michelle. But I'm going to post my number in the chat room. Just, if anyone ever wants to call and hang out, you can call me. But also, if you want to ever host in the morning, too. But Michelle will teach you how to do it. It's fun. I just like to sleep, okay? And that's my gig. God has me up all night. It's a God thing. So doing the morning show isn't for me. But I love listening to it. It was a good show. Rojo, welcome. Ro-Ro, Roman, Walk on Water, Roman's in the house. I always lay my jackass crown at Rojo's feet because she's so funny. And Tana, thanks for being here. And thanks for helping in the morning, Tana. Tana's always helping. She's so awesome calling in. And Rhea, my dear. Rhea keeps us posted in the chat room, late night chat. She keeps us posted with all the bad news going on. It's so awesome. I love bad news. We call her Bad News Rhea.
I was just about to say that.
Really?
Yeah, I was just
goodness.
Bad news Rhea. And then you're all like, we just like to call her Bad News Rhea. And I was like, oh, okay, well.
Edith, that's because we're family. We're, like, already connected.
We have a mind sync going on, you know?
I know.
I swear, though, I actually do have, like, psychic abilities with Judy because, like, whenever you used to call, I'd always, like, know you were going to call, like, right before you did. Like, one time I was washing dishes, and I was like, oh, I just have this strong feeling Judy's going to call me. I better dry my hands real quick. And right when I dried my hands, she calls. I'm just like, oh.
I know, it is. It's a creeper thing. It's a creepy thing.
we're so good at stalking that we could do it in the spiritual realm.
Exactly. I know. And I'll be like, Luco, you should put that knife down. And he'll be like, how'd you know I have a knife in my hand?
Yeah.
Right?
Luco, put away your cyanide. Not yet. Okay.
That's for me, Luco. Hey,
yeah.
I want to welcome Blah Talk in the chat room. Hello, blah, 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 blah. We're so glad you're here, blah, blah, blah. Oh, wait, whisper. Whisper to him, Luca. Whisper to Blah. Blah. I love you. Blah,
there,
blah,
I whispered.
Blah. I love Blah. You're whispering.
Blah.
You're whispering.
Blah.
You're whispering. I have a bunch of retards. This is no longer RCC. Well, this is RCC. This is Rapture Centric Church. Jesus is your pastor. I'm a bouncer. Luca's a bouncer. And
I am not a bouncer.
Well,
I'm a tattletale. That's what I am.
That's true, huh? Hey, I heard Kitty in the chat room last night. I fell asleep really early because my son had a cold and I was fighting it. And I left chat open and I fell asleep and Kitty Liquor came in there. And I guess Kitty Liquor only put up icons. Kitty Liquor, so maybe it's another troll that we're winning to the Lord. And but Jason said it was just him, Jason 302, and he told me and it was just me and Kitty Liquor all alone in the chat room.
All alone.
Yeah, he made it sound so like romantic. I'm like, dude, back off.
We're all romantic with a Kitty Liquor.
But Kitty Liquor didn't troll. So you know what I'm saying?
All lick kitties, Jason. All lick kitties.
Yeah. I know. And I'm actually glad that I was asleep because I probably would have just kicked Kitty Liquor out because the name alone sounds really bad. But here's the thing. Sleep, and Jason said Kitty Liquor was really good. Kitty Liquor just put up little icons. I mean, and nothing else. So that's cool. Yeah. So rock on, Kitty Liquor. You just Kitty Liquor. I'm sorry. This is so
rock on, Kitty Liquor. Rock on.
We love you, Kitty Liquor. Okay. So I want to welcome.
You need some Kitty Liquor. That's what you need.
I know, right? Hi, Leah. Hi, honey. Leah. We love you.
Leah.
Hi, guys.
Leah, you make me so happy when you call in.
Me too.
Hey, well, I'm Stacy's here too. So I'm not alone today.
Stacy, it's always like you and Stacy. You guys like tag team. What's up, Stacy?
I'm at the store.
Hi, Stacy and Leah.
I miss you guys this morning. I logged on like 4 times. I'm like, if I had a password,
dude.
I would have told.
Okay. So I was at work. And I was like, I wonder how the morning show's going. So I text Leah, and she's like, what morning show? And I was like, of course.
She sure did.
I know. And Dustin's all, Judy, you can count on me for the morning. Judy, you can count on me. I'm there. I'm. And then I'm like, dude, okay. So everyone be sure and give Dustin a really hard time. Hey, Leah, thank you for
I sure will.
Leah texted me a puppet video today. Did she text you one, Luca? It was so cool.
No, she texted me a really awesome picture, though. Dude, I'm not even kidding. Like, that was funny.
I'm
I can't say what it was, though. It's just a secret for me, so sorry.
I know, right? That's the fun thing about having people's numbers.
I don't even know how I would describe it.
Like,
you kind of have to see it for it to be funny.
Funny.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, anyways, Judy, you got a puppet video.
Dude, she's so awesome. And guess what? This is basically like rapture-centric reality radio because we're just family hanging out till he gets here. You know,
yeah, being formal like causes me to fall asleep during the show. So,
yeah, Luca doesn't like that. But I want to welcome everybody one at a time instead of unmuting everyone at the same time. I just want to give a good welcome to everybody. So Leah and Stacy, jump in whenever you feel like it. Okay, so right now we have Leah, we have Stacy, we have me and Luca, and let's let on Luca. Should we let on Keith or not? Let's not let him on. What do you
think?
No,
he's going to condemn me to hell. He's going to condemn me to hell. Don't do it.
Hey, Luca, instead of unmuting Keith, I have an idea of what we should do.
Okay.
We're going to play a song about
him. Oh, no. I'd rather listen to Keith talk.
Okay, I'm going to play. Keith, I'm dedicating a song to you, and I might unmute you. I don't know, but here's a – let's all sing this to Keith as a church body together. Ready? Go.
No.
Keith is a super freak. Luca,
pick a song.
Don't you think that
you can never,
Luca, don't
like,
you
dude,
think,
you're like,
don't you think that Keith
what?
Is a super freak with no discernment whatsoever?
Yes.
Okay,
he thinks I'm going to hell.
Don't you think that fits Keith's personality?
What?
Here, let me let Keith on. Let's see if he likes that. Hey, Keith, how's it going?
Hey, great song. I'm there.
I downloaded the whole album.
I hope you all had so much fun singing that song. Whoever was singing that song and joining it, going into the lake of fire. So there you go.
Dude, you know what Keith did? He sent me a text. He's all like, "You are definitely going into the lake of fire," and I'm just like,
"Hey,
go
Keith,
ahead and sing that song."
Keith, did you see what I was saying in the chat room?
Not the computer.
Oh, thank God. Thank God.
Oh, boy. I don't even want to see it.
Luca, did you see it?
No, I don't. I'm in bed. What are you talking about?
You're responsible
about?
If you saw it. You're also going to Lake of Fire.
Dude, I'm already headed there because I didn't get your right song.
You're supposed to play the other song, We Are Family.
Oh, my God.
Don't
hey,
forget.
Keith, yeah.
See,
yeah.
You guys, see, I'm not like you guys. I don't get to stay home all day, okay? Okay.
Judy doesn't stay home all day. Her, Donkey, and little John and the sister, they're all sitting around. They have a very busy day. They watch all the soaps and eat popcorn all day long, and they just, every single soap that comes on, they watch from one to the next.
I'm
they're very,
sorry.
They're busy.
I didn't
they're
have
super
time
busy. They don't
hunt
have time
down
to
that.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah,
they're busy.
Busy watching...
General Hospital, and they just go from one to the next, and they just can't be disturbed. They've got a busy life, yeah.
Oh my! Why can't you ask someone else to get the song, like Judy?
You do it. No, because Judy says you have to do it.
Yeah, because she doesn't want to.
You're the young. She's busy with the soap. She doesn't have time.
No.
Judy,
I'll do
it's really easy. Seriously.
Luca, just teach me how. Teach me how, and I'll do it, because Luca has taught
okay,
me how
to
schedule.
Okay, go to the studio, and then click
wait, wait,
add
wait,
song.
Not right now. Not right now. All right.
Okay.
So, Keith, okay, let's unmute Alana. Alana, how's your ba?
What?
How's your ba?
Ba.
Ba.
Y'all crack me up. Yeah, y'all can't say bye.
No, I would need to question my sexuality if I said bae, okay? So I'm saying ba.
Luca, we're already questioning your sexuality.
Well, you are, but then I would too.
Alana, please tell me your ba. Please tell me your ba doesn't have a big Buddha belly, okay? I thought that was
Buddha belly.
Your booba may have a Buddha belly, okay?
Ba booba. No, ba Buddha. Yeah.
A boo boo belly. Her ba has a boo boo baby.
But they ain't got that. You okay? They is not. It's tight. You okay?
Wait, then who's ba?
Bay has a six pack.
But who's ba? I thought they were the same dude.
They are, but now we're making them like the Trinity, like the three in one. We got Bay, we got ba, and we got boo.
Which one's like Jehovah? Which one's Jesus? Like, I say ba should definitely
Keith
be
has all
like.
Sermon in the church. Why don't we ask Keith?
Keith. Please explain, Keith.
I don't know. You got me.
Wow. You're like, I don't know.
Ba is not the same as Jesus. Ba is different than Jesus. If you say they're the same, you're going into like a fire. They're different.
I'm going to like pull you down with me, dude. I'm like, we'll find a way.
You're too far down. Luca, you're too far down. You're already headed.
I'll find a way.
You're headed there, brother. You're too far
I'll
down.
Keith, you trust me. I will find a way.
I'm the elder of the church, but what I say goes. That's it.
Oh, my God.
He's a self-appointed elder in the Church of Jesus Christ.
He doesn't even have the password. He can't do that. You're not qualified.
I have all authority and all power.
You have to have
the
password. You have to have the password, then you can condemn people.
We gave that password to everybody in RCC.
I'm
going to
need to see your
special.
Your RCC ID, please.
Yours is a fake one, and the password, everyone has it in the chat room.
No, dude, I don't have a fake one. Dude, did you not hear me say
fake.
I'm not a bouncer, I'm a tattletale. Did you not hear me say that?
The password you gave you is fake.
I am genuine. What? I didn't even give you a password.
Hey, Luco.
What?
I just now muted Keith so you can talk all the trash you want.
Oh, no. See, I'm a loving person. I just count her. I just count her what he says to me. Okay.
I know. I'm just playing Keith.
He dishes
Keith.
It out.
I
dish it back. See? That's what Katie always got mad at me for. She dish it out, and I dish it back, and she get offended at me. And I'm like, well, what do you expect? You know?
Hey, is that why she doesn't call the show anymore? Because you're being a stupid head or what, man? She better call in. Okay.
Yep, it's all my fault.
Wait, I'm going to unmute Keith. I know he's mad at me. I know he hates it when I do that.
I think he's
never
texting
him.
Me. I heard it beep in my ear.
Hey, Alana, Luco, give Alana her retard sticker because she's bilocating. She's in
chat
room
and she's texting me hell threats now. Okay, you want me to give Alana her butt crack sticker? I mean,
yeah, give it
retard sticker? Okay.
On behalf of RCC and me and Judy, I, the tattletale of RCC, present to you the Rapture Retard Sticker Award for serving well in the chat room and on the phone simultaneously. Wears well.
Alana, please place the sticker on your right hand or your forehead. Please place the sticker
now.
Oh,
yeah, butt crack. I mean butt cheek, not butt crack.
That's what you want to do. Okay, never mind. I'm going to stop now.
I want to welcome Tana. You're unmuted, Keith. You can talk trash, but I want to welcome Tana. Hello, Tana baby.
Hi, Tana. Can you go over to Keith's house and slap him for me?
Wait, Tana.
Yes.
Let's go hellbound today, Tana. He's been violating the laws, Tana, of RCC that I created because I'm one of the elders.
Dude, we have an imposter. He's a false Christ over here. They were prophesying the end times. You're going to hell.
And there's a whole... The rules in there, Luca's violating. It says you're hellbound if you violate him. Luca's violating.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, we have a Pharisee over here. Judy, can you call security?
Yeah, let me mute him again. I'm going to mute him.
Okay.
But, Donna, I don't know why it's so fun to mute Keith right now. I've never done
this
before.
I know. I'm like cracking up over that.
I know. It's like, I don't know. It's because I think we've become good friends, you know, and so I can do this because I love them. Okay, so Tana, go ahead. Luke, present to her retard sticker. She's bilocating.
On behalf of RCC and the world's greatest bouncer and tattletale, I present to you the Rapture Retard Sticker Award for serving well on the phone and in chat simultaneously. Wear it well. On your face, your hand, or your butt cheek. Not butt crack. I accidentally said that before. That was a mistake. But unless you desire it there, well, go for it. Okay, anyways, I present to you that sticker in the name of RCC. Okay, moving on.
Thank you. I have a few now.
Yeah.
So I have one on my forehead, one on my right arm, and I have one on my butt cheek now. Woo-hoo! I'm set.
A whole bunch of them all over my butt cheeks. I don't like putting them anywhere else.
Yeah.
Well, hi, Jude. Hi, Luca. Hi, Alana. Hi, Keith.
Keith, I'll talk for Keith.
Hi, Tana. I'm the leader here. Allow me to feel your energy.
Chief, I'm going to have to come over to your house tomorrow and slap you for Luca, okay?
No, what if he's like with other people, he's like, hi, can I feel your energy?
Oh my god, Keith is so mad right now. I'm going to play his song again. Okay, I want to welcome my best friend JoJo. Wait, what happened with that?
Joe.
Hey JoJo.
Hello everybody. No, driving through the mountains, I got some sketchy coverage. I've already had to call back like 3 times. I keep losing the call.
Oh, yeah, I noticed that. Keep calling, baby. Keep calling. We love you.
I will. I love you all, too. Keep on mute.
Oh, I just unmuted him. Darn it.
I'm just kidding.
No, I'm going to mute him again. Watch. He didn't even know I unmuted him. Okay. So let's, JoJo, so you don't have, you just want to, you're just going to listen. You're going to jump in if you feel like it, right?
Yeah, definitely. Right now I have all kinds of coverage, but 2 minutes ago, you know, it's in and out in the mountains. So yeah, definitely.
Awesome. I think we have Kenneth here. Is this Kenneth Lachlan?
Hello?
Is this Kenneth? 720?
Kenneth. I don't think I've ever talked to you, dude.
Wait, I don't know if it's him. Who's 720?
This isn't Kenneth. Are you talking to me?
Yeah, I'm talking to you.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, Nick.
Hey, this is
Nick.
I have a new phone number.
Oh, I thought it was Nick. Recognize your voice. Hi, Nick. How are you?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Good to hear you.
Yeah, good to hear you guys.
Yeah, this is my new phone number.
I called in and I was muted. I didn't know if it's because you didn't recognize my new phone number.
What did
you say, Tana?
I said you were letting us on one at a time.
Yeah.
Thank you, Tana. Because people like Keith like
to interrupt. That's why.
Well, I'm happy to be here.
We're so glad you're here, Nick.
Me too.
Alana, say hi to Nick.
Oh, I don't know how to work my phone. Nick, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Pretty good. It's Saturday.
I have today off, thankfully, so I'm enjoying my day off.
Oh, beautiful.
Awesome. I have a cool story that happened to me. You guys want to hear it? It was a really supernatural story, and it was so funny. You guys ready? You guys want to hear it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes, please.
Okay. I have a dream too later.
Oh, cool, Tana. Is that you, Tana, saying that?
Yeah. Say your story.
I want to hear your dream. I'll unmute Keith while I share my story. Okay, Keith is unmuted. Hi, Keith. Welcome back.
Hi, Keith.
Oh, wait. Before I tell my story, I have a new caller, 808. Let me welcome 808. Hello, 808.
Hi.
What's your name?
My name is Leilani.
Cool.
Hi, Leilani.
Hi, Leilani.
Hello, you guys.
Well, thanks.
Good.
So
thanks
glad
for
you're
having
here.
Me on. Thank you. Me too.
Welcome. Is this the first time you've called in?
To this show, yes.
Oh, we're so glad you're here.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Are you?
Welcome.
Did you call in to listen? Did you call in to listen Okay, cool.
I called in to
listen.
If I got something to share, I'll push one.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
Now we have to act normal.
I know. Okay, wait. Leilani, since it's your first time calling in, Leilani, we're going to play telephone with you. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's totally fine.
We're not going to do it just yet, though, because I have to share something before I forget it, because I'm kind of retarded. But thanks, Leilani, for coming. Welcome to RC.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, we're so glad you're here.
Thanks, guys.
Okay. So, you guys, you know, like, I talk to people. I give out my phone number, and, you know, I have, you know, I just talk to people till the rapture. That's what I do now. I stay home full-time, and I hang out in fellowship in the chat room, and I'm basically a stalker. God stalked me for 28 years, and now I'm stalking the planet. And so part of my stalking is that God recently started having me stay up all night, like as of like 4 weeks ago. Like, he has us up all night, and we go to bed around 5, and we wake up around 1. That's seriously our schedule. All right, but God
just like Joe.
Well, see, that's how I got to know Joe really well, because here's the thing. When God flipped up my hours, I was talking to a whole new different group of people. So I already met daytime people, and I knew God set me up. I didn't like it. Trust me, I didn't like it, but now we're so used to it, we like it. But my son and this is how God's doing it. So this is very cool. And anyway, so I've met a bunch of cool night people that stay up at night, you know, guys and girls that I talk to either on the phone or in instant message or, you know, email and stuff like that. Okay, so a couple people I talk to on instant message, and you know when you instant message, you hear a ping? It goes ping like that, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. You guys know I have a hard time talking on the radio if somebody doesn't say,
got it, Judy.
Thank you, Donna. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, so God played a funny on me, but it's supernatural and it's really cool, but it's a funny. Okay, so I drifted off to sleep, but I always tell my friends, like people that I love, like I always say, you can call me anytime. I'll leave the light on for you, like Motel 6, you know? So I leave my computer open on the floor and I go to bed in case I get a ping, you know, a little ping or anything. And so, but I've been having trouble with our internet lately, and it'll go out for no reason at all, and it'll come right back on like in 10 or 15 minutes.
Oh, yeah,
mine
does that too.
I have to call Comcast because it's really getting on my nerves. This happened to me last year, and it turned out somebody was like messing with my internet and they had to fix it. So I think that might be going on. Anywho, so I went ahead and when that happens, I turn off the connection, I turn off my computer, and then I turn the internet back on, and I have a little routine that I do that usually works. Anywho, so I turn my computer off, and I drifted off to sleep, and then I heard a ping, because I always wake up at the ping or anything. I wake up to, you know, just whatever. I don't work anymore, so who cares? I can sleep all day if I want. So the ping went off, and it woke me up. I was like, oh, but my computer was off, so why did I hear a ping? You guys following this, Luca? This is getting really good because this is a true story.
I know exactly what you're talking about because little John's done that to me before.
Okay.
And he's like, ding, on my iPad.
Yeah, okay, so guess what? So I'm like, this is supernatural. It's like, I just heard a ping that woke me up and my computer's off. What's going on, Lord? And so then I turned my computer on and I'm like, this is so weird. Like, who pinged me? So I turned everything on, everything was working, and it turns out I was getting a ping, but my computer was off. I was like, what? And then, I'm not kidding you guys, this is so funny. My son, because ever since this whole rapture thing, my son and I, we like sleep in the same bed. It's just a God thing. We just, you know, I don't know. It just kind of started that way. He's always been kind of clingy. And he slept in his own bed. But since this, he always likes to sleep with me, jumps in my bed. And so basically, okay, so then I heard the ping again. But it was him farting. He was all, I laughed so hard. His farting, he farted a ping sound, and it woke me up, and then it got me talking to somebody who was talking to me. But then I was like, I don't understand. I told the person, I was like, I don't understand how I heard your ping just now because my computer was off. And then my son did it again. So God woke me up to a ping fart.
Oh, no.
That was so funny. Like, he was little high, little peeing fart, and he did it. I knew God let him do that one more time so that I would know that it was him waking me up to talk to this person, but yet it was my son pinging out of his butt. I think that's so funny. Nobody thinks that? You guys should give me a courtesy laugh. God works in good ways, you guys. He's funny, but it was also supernatural because I felt the anointing. I was like, wow, Lord, you're so cool. Like, you wanted me to talk to this person, so you had my son fart, a ping fart, that woke me up.
Dude, how does that even happen? Like, I wish I farted and be like, ping. Awesome.
That's what I'm saying. You guys don't understand. That's what's even funnier about it because my son has never farted like that. I mean, it was really like this high little sound. I mean, it's just so funny. But you know how God, like, you know how God farted on our show and clapped and stuff?
Yeah.
Well, anyway, it just, it really warmed my heart. And God was like just looking at me laughing. He does that. That's why people ask me, I'm so in love with Jesus, because he does this kind of stuff where he flirts with me and makes me laugh, and I love him. So it's like, he knows how to melt my heart. God knows how to melt, and it did. I've been like hot, happy all day because of it, because when he flirts with me like that, it cracks me up, and it just makes me giggle because he's just too cool. We serve a really awesome God. Amen?
Amen.
Amen? Amen?
That's funny. Okay. Amen. That is, of course, yeah, funny because of him, Jesus and the whole fart thing, of course, giving you a fart thing. So appropriate. So appropriate for our church.
It's so appropriate for the church.
Yep.
It's so appropriate. So wait, Tana, share your dream. Wait, Luco's going to make a bad comment. Go ahead, Luco, make your bad comment.
Wait, I was going to make a bad comment? Never mind. I missed the opportunity. I don't even know what it is anymore.
Okay. I heard your little evil snicker, so I thought you were going to say something. Okay, go ahead, Tana, share your dream.
So this morning right before the show, I was dreaming, I was with my suitcase, taking my suitcase, getting ready to go meet all of my RCC family at some little, like, restaurant pub place in L.A., in Hollywood, and for some reason, my sister ended up going with me. She was there. She's in Michigan. So she was with me with her suitcase, and we were chatting, and then I'm like, well, I got to go meet my friends at this place. And she's like, I'm like, so I guess I'll see you later. She's like, well, I don't have a ride. Can I go with you? I'm like, sure, come on along. So my older sister and I were dragging our suitcases down Hollywood Boulevard to meet all of you in a pub to wait with our suitcases. That is basically my dream. But the cool thing is that I've been concerned about my older sister. So to me, it was kind of a confirmation that she's going to be okay and that she is going to go, not, of course, in the translation, but in the rapture. That was that she's okay. That was kind of like my dream today,
wow.
Which was cool to me. So we were with our suitcases, once again, waiting. In my dreams, we're always, RCCs, we're waiting together to go. But, yeah, we have the suitcases ready to go.
Wow.
So,
that's so cool.
Yeah, it was a nice little dream this morning. Because I had asked him for, like, a rapture dream. Last night I asked for a rapture dream or a vision or, like, what heaven's going to be like or, you know, what I'm going to be doing, whatever, and, so that was a dream he gave me this morning. So.
And Bloss said, nice dream. Nice dream, Tana. That's so cool. I want to welcome John Berthaud to the chat room. We're so glad you're here, John Berthaud. And who else jumped in when we weren't looking? No, nobody else. Okay. Coolness. Oh, that's so cool, Tana. Does that make you feel happy knowing that she's going to be there?
Yeah, definitely. I feel that God has told me before that don't worry about my family. They'll be okay. They're going to make it into the rapture. But, you know, it's just, you know, she's always on my heart, especially. It was nice to have, like, another little confirmation of that everything's going to be okay. And, you know, and I've noticed on Facebook, because in Facebook I'm always posting everything about Jesus, and she's been commenting more and more and posting more things about Jesus herself. So I'm like, praise the Lord, you know, that he is working in her heart and working with her. So, my whole family, we all love Jesus, but, you know, she's got her own, we all have, you know, she's got her own thing and way of going about it, but my concern for her. But, yeah, so, yeah, the Lord is definitely working with her, definitely. So, yes, it definitely made me feel really good.
That's so cool. I also wanted to tell you guys with my little ping story with my son farting out his butt in a really high sound. God actually was using that. He was using – this is what's so cool about it, though. But the funny part is that he was using that to get my attention so I could talk to this person on instant message. So that person he wanted me to talk to. So God woke me up by my son's ping. And just the whole thing was, like, serious and cool but funny because, like, this person needed an ear at the moment, you know. So that's really cool. I just thought that was cool. But
yeah,
I also want to share for I want to share Roman. I don't know if you guys have seen Fuhrer Freak. That's his Roman's YouTube channel. I posted it to my likes. But Roman had just a whole bunch of cool confirmations of the Lord soon coming. And so rather than mess it all up and tell you about it now, you guys should check out his video. Roman made a video today, and it was really good. Walk on water, Roman. Also, Raina had an angel story about an angel farting in her room. And that was really cool. That really did happen to her. And I know it's the truth because I heard one do that in our house, too, and it was pretty crazy. So we just love you, Jesus. Thank you that you're our pastor. We thank you that you're in charge here tonight. Lord, we give this beautiful service to you, and we ask you to move and do your thing, Lord. Do your thing. Oh, I want to welcome a caller. 469, hello. Who are you?
Hey, this is Goose. I had a dream the other night, and I think it was kind of going along with what you're saying about a confirmation of the Lord, but I had this dream.
Wait, hold on.
Sure.
Is this Jim? Acts 2:17 now, Jim?
No, it's not.
Oh, what's your name?
Just kidding, yeah, it's me. But anyway.
I was about to say, wow, you sound like him.
I had a dream about this beautiful woman, and it seemed like it went on for hours, but I ended up waking up, and I looked down, and I had a steel, full-on erection, and then I beat off for about 2 hours. It was fucking amazing.
Jesus loves you.
That's a troll.
Jesus loves you.
Oh. He doesn't understand.
Dude, that sounded like Jim.
I know. He doesn't understand. At this church, we call it wanking, and it's okay, right, Luco? Be well with you, my dear. Be well with you. Our pastor allows all kinds of crazy things. And this week, I remember. Who has background noise? Mute your phone. Okay. Anywho, I thought that was Jim at Acts 2:17 now. Bummer, because I love that guy. He's so cool.
I knew that was coming. I knew it was coming.
What if that
really?
Was him? No, just kidding.
Jesus loves you, Jesus.
I know, but what's funny is they think that we're going to be shocked at a show like this. It's like, no, this
is
X-rated.
Yeah, we just laugh at them. Like, I thought that was like, just, I was like, really? Come on.
Like, you have to have like a signed consent paper to even listen to this service, don't you think? Like, if you're 18
they
or younger.
They just assume that we're religious and we're going to get all pissed off. But the thing is the joke's on them because we're not religious.
I know. And God, watch them get totally saved.
And God created all parts, right?
All body parts are beautiful, even the middle finger.
I've already I've documented the rules that he violated anyway. So I'm the elder. I'm confused. Is that guy trying to be offensive?
Here's Keith again.
Yeah. So you guys speak for yourself, but I've documented the rules and the
everybody,
ones,
everybody, when you,
and the punishment,
when you have issues, go to Keith, then God, okay? All right. There we go.
Yeah.
So,
hey, you guys, we're going to let's worship as a church together, and let's just thank our King for gathering us all together. I lost my internet connection, and I realized how blessed we are when I lost that connection. It's happened the last couple days a few times, and I feel like totally, it was horrible. It was like, we're so blessed God's allowing us to be together like this. I've smuggled Bibles to China. I've been to the underground church in Vietnam. We are so blessed, you guys, that we can do this before he gets here. And so let's just thank our Jesus that, we can be a family together and just welcome him how he wants to move today. Because, when you lose your internet connection, you realize, like, wow, I was in the chat room having such a good time when my internet went out. And I was, so bummed. Went out for, 15 minutes, so I just want to give a shout out to Jesus for keeping us all connected and online together. He's so good. But before I play the song, I want to welcome Grandma Pat because I'm about to make her cry. Grandma, I'm going to make
her
cry.
Oh, hi, honey. You know, I had company. I'm working with somebody, a friend of the family, to do some singing and during the summer. So pray for me that it'll go off good. Who knows where it'll go. So we had to practice. Yeah.
Grandma,
so
oh,
I,
I'm.
Yeah.
You won't be here in the summer, but you can work on your singing.
Oh, I know. So that's what I'm thinking. Thank you.
Hey, guys, I have a quick question.
Yeah, what's your question?
This is Nick. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
I'm trying to connect onto the internet for the chat room or whatever. How do I connect? What do I look up to do that?
Okay.
Basically impossible to get into the chat room.
No, it's not. Keith is retarded.
Get on.
Impossible. Good
wait,
luck.
Wait. Let me ask Keith if I can tell you since he's the elder. No, I'm just kidding.
Go ahead. Yeah. No, he's following the rules.
Keith, when I come over to slap you for Google, I'll help you connect to the internet.
Okay, I'm gonna actually tell Nick how to do it. So y'all need to shut your pie holes. Okay. Okay. All right, Nick.
Luca,
yes.
I muted the elder. Wait, hold on.
All right,
Luca.
Need to mute yourself, Judy.
You guys are lively today.
Luca, I want you to tell Nick. I'm going to give you Nick's number, and I want you to tell him how to do it. That way, we can do our song now.
Okay.
What?
I was just starting to tell him right now. It was just okay.
No, but Nick, you might have to guide him through it, so that's why I'm going to do it this way. So, Luca, I'm texting you Nick's number right now, and then you can help him because we don't want to, like, spend, like, you know, because there might be some troubles, and so I'm going to – do you mind doing that, Luca?
Oh, yeah, I'll tell him. Yeah, I'll call him.
Okay. So is that okay, Nick? I'm going to give him your number.
Yeah, that's
fine. I'm really
creepy.
You need to be careful.
I don't want to take up time with nonsense, so I would – that would be a perfect idea.
Well, no, this is a church to have nonsense, but 6-3 – okay, 0, okay.
Are you sure you want to give me your number, Nick? Are you sure?
Uh-oh. I would love anyone to have my number because I love chatting with you guys, and you guys are really enlightening me. So anyone that wants my number and wants to talk and help inform me, I would gladly welcome it.
Yeah,
all right,
Nick,
cool.
I talk with Nick on three-way calls. Okay, Luca, you have his number, so you tell him how to get in chat because we'd like to bless you in chat. We're going to... All
right, yeah, Nick, I'll be calling you during the show randomly, like as soon as I can.
Okay.
All right, cool.
So we're going to worship Jesus right now and make Grandma Pat cry, and then we're going to do a prophetic word for Leilani. And Keith, you're unmuted. Elder Keith. Elder, do you have anything to say? Elder Keith, before we play the
call. It's impossible to get in the chat room. Good luck.
Keith, you need to go to sleep,
hey.
Keith.
Actually, Keith, I'm going to call you after the show and guide you through it because it'd be fun to have you in the chat room.
I can't get on either.
Joe tried for 3 months and couldn't get in. So.
That'd be so funny.
I've attempted to guide him. It's like something else.
I'm calling
Wait,
Nick
I'm
now.
Sorry. Fun. I was playing the song.
No,
what are you saying,
Tom? No, that's fine. I was saying I've been trying to guide him through it, but there's something screwy going on with his computer. So anyway,
I think it's just wrong with Keith. I think he just can't figure it out because he's challenged because he's an old elderly man.
Hey, I'm 71. I got the same problem for real.
You're younger than Keith at heart, though. It's all good.
Get on either.
I'm in, Pat. I'm in. We're the wiser ones, so.
Yeah, we can't get on chat.
here, John Dodo. John Dodo, I love you, Doe. Who else tried to pop in without thinking they weren't going to get? Okay, I have 1, 2, 3 guests in the chat room. Could you please go make a little profile for yourself? Because you don't have a profile, and I have to kick you out because only family is here at this church. Pat, I
yes.
think you're not crying anymore. Are you don't
yes,
cry
I
anymore.
Yes, I am. I am crying. Yes, I do cry. I had tears streaming. I can't help it. That song just pushes me over the edge. It's the trumpets.
Love you, Pat.
Love you, sweeties. It's the trumpets. I have this vision of earth and heaven just joining together and making that music together. It's I can see it in my spirit. You know, it's very powerful. Very powerful.
Awesome.
Yeah. No, it's like I wish I could describe it more, but it's like we're here and we're joining with the sounds of where he is, and it's joining together. And it's like, you know, he's just drawing us and he's coming to us, and we're all becoming one. You know, it's like you can't describe it, but it sets me off every time. Every time.
Aww.
Religiously, it sets me off. Because I can feel it. I can see it. I can see us going up and him coming to greet us or whatever is going to happen, you know. And it's those
yeah.
dang trumpets.
Yes.
You hear a trumpet sound, and it's like you perk up, you know. It's like,
yeah,
yo, now. It's now. Come and get us.
That's right. Well, Pat,
yeah.
we have a new friend that called on the show today. Her name's Leilani, and she called
okay.
in, Pat. So, Leilani, you're still there, right?
Yes.
Hi, honey.
Hey, Leilani.
Thank you.
What a pretty name.
I know, I love that name. So we're going to play telephone on her right now and just bless her because we're so glad she called in. And you know, Luco probably already scared her off, but, you know, there's some shady characters here.
Leilani, have you been on you've been to RCC before or no? Is it your first time?
Yeah, my first time.
Oh, welcome, honey.
Thank you. Welcome.
Oh.
No,
oh,
not.
Baby, I hear. Aww.
I'm trying to show you a picture of our family, but you can't
baby.
See
baby.
Oh. Yeah, you're trying to share family?
Oh. Aw, thank you.
How
oh,
sweet.
Yeah, he's in the picture, huh?
Leilani.
Yes.
Leilani. Oh, pretty name. Wow. Is this Hawaiian?
Yes, I'm Hawaiian. My full name is Ku'u Leilani, but I just call her Leilani because it's
oh,
fun.
How beautiful.
Beautiful.
Wow. Oh, we're going to come to Hawaii, honey.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
All right. So, Lord, we thank you so much for, I know, Alana in the Pat room says, Pat, I laugh and cry at the same time when I hear the final countdown. So, yeah.
Oh, I'm glad I'm not the only one.
No, you're not. You're not. I do too in the
Luco
audience.
Cries as well. Yeah. Luco
oh,
cries
does
as
he
well.
Really?
But he just tries to hide it because he's embarrassed. He does. He sobs. He sobs a lot, yeah.
Oh, dear.
So,
I just had a question.
Oh, wait. Okay, so were you guys ready to do it? Let's play. Lord, we just thank
okay.
you for Leilani. We thank you for her family. We thank you for her. And we just want to bless her, Father. And we want to know what you're saying out of heaven, straight to encourage her today. So we just thank you, Lord, for working in your church and encouraging your bride until the day arrives. We love you. So Rojo in the chat room said, Leilani, God's saying, I am working something big in your life. Don't be concerned about making a decision. You soon will receive the answer as only I can provide. Praise the Lord.
Wow.
Alana heard God say, Leilani, such beauty, unique, unsurpassed. I love you.
Beautiful.
And I have one for you, Leilani. He says, daughter from God, my daughter, or daughter, my beautiful daughter, you are loved. Your treasures in heaven are many.
Ilalani, a joy to my heart, stay in my love. You are in my favor.
And Lojo also says, Leilani, from God, I love you, my child. I am changing your life in a way no one else can, and I am coming to take you with me now.
Mm.
Wow. Oh, good. You read that? You just read that, right, in the chat room? Did you read that to her?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Perfect. Thank you, Connor.
Do you want me to read the woman? Do you want to read it?
Yeah, go ahead and use her name when you read it and tell her okay. who's saying it. But before
okay.
you read it, I just want to welcome Deborah to the chat room. Deborah, we're so glad you're here with us. We're glad you came and dropped in today. We love you.
Hi, Deborah.
Okay, go
okay.
ahead.
Leilani Roman from the chat room says, you have many gifts that you need to use. I love you. I love you. Much awaits you. Glorious things, wonderful things. Things you can't imagine on this earth. I love you.
Beautiful.
Hey, Lonnie, this is me, Keith. I got a message for you from God. When God shows me your energy, he shows me that you have a really strong energy about you, a strong intensity about you, very strong. You're a strong woman. And he shows me that you're seeking so many different things to find answers and from him and things like that. You're always just busy, active. Your mind's active and you're always seeking things and trying to find directions to go and this and that. And the Lord says he realizes that you have incredible amounts of energy and strength and he admires you for it. And he just says that all you have to do is just rest in him and he'll give you the answers that you need. It does value the energy you put out, but he says you don't need to do all that stuff. He says sometimes for you it's just a matter of just resting, and he'll tell you what he wants you to do next.
Thank you, Keith. I guess I'll read the chat. There's nothing in chat.
Yeah, there's,
Okay, Leilani, I think that's it, my dear. I bet Leah's coming up with a really big word. No pressure, Leah.
Wow.
Leilani.
Thank you. Thank you guys so much, and I really appreciate it. And I hope you guys are all uplifted by the Lord today. And I know I am, and I thank you for sharing the light and the love of Jesus, and I appreciate all the messages to everybody that's out there. I could feel all the energy, and it was a lot of energy currents going through, and I was like, thank you. Thank you for the appreciation, and I appreciate you guys. So thank you very much, and I definitely appreciate the Lord that's in all of us.
Yeah, Leilani, call in any time, Leilani.
Sweetheart.
We love having
yeah.
you. We really enjoy
sure.
you on the air. Thank you.
Call us.
Come on the chat.
Be part of us.
You can be in the chat room, too.
Exactly. Chat away. If you want to chat after hours, Judy's in there by herself after hours, too, Leilani. So go ahead as well.
Awesome.
Leilani, I have one last thing for you.
This is Leah.
Yeah. Okay. And here's what I have to tell you. It says, Leilani, my daughter, you are so beautiful. You're sweet and soft heart. You're kind and inviting spirit. You have such a future, a destiny given to you by me because of the love I have for you. You are mine. Do not worry. Trust in me. You do not need to fear, for you are doing my will, and I am speaking to you. Quiet your mind and hear the words I whisper to you, so that you may not wonder as you follow my lead. I am walking ahead of you, protecting your path. Why? Because I love you and have given up much just to have you. Don't you know I love you completely without you needing to change? I am the one who changes and remakes your soul anew. Don't worry, you are being made perfect in me. Just rest in me, love, because I have done it all for you.
Beautiful. Yes. I agree. Thank you.
Amen.
Okay.
Amen.
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 I love you, Stacey, by the way.
And Leilani, you can always hear the, all those words again in the archives if you didn't get them all down. Or sometimes I listen to words again in the archives and I write them down and I inbox them to people because they're just such good words. Not all the time, but anyway, if you ever need encouragement, just go listen to this show again in the archives. Awesome church we have here. Jeez, Lord. Should we worship you guys? Oh, let's do communion. Hey, let's do communion. Let's see. Who should we have? I'm gonna pick it. Elder Keith, I'm gonna pick it. I say
no, I'm not good
Alana
at it.
No, I say Alana. What do you think, Elder? Alana does
yeah.
communion.
Yes, Alana, yep. Perfect, absolutely.
Don't curse yourself. You know I don't know how to do this. I have to find
you. Alana, you have to because it's a rule violation if you don't. So go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead and do it, honey.
Okay,
apparently you go to hell if you break the rules. So.
Yes, exactly. The code violation if you don't, Alana. So go ahead and do it.
Damn. Okay. Then God, please stand with me and stand with the church because I'm not going to try that. I've got my Bible here, but I don't know where to find it anyway.
1 Corinthians 11:23.
1 Corinthians 11:23. No, 11:23. He doesn't need her. You don't need your Bible
to
do communion, Lana.
No.
Let's say
you're not really.
Let's pretend like you're out in the wilderness and you wanted to do communion. You don't have a Bible with you. Come on now, girl. You know how to do it. Break that body and drink that blood, girl.
Alana, you got a beautiful voice and energy, so just use your own, you know how to do it.
Ain't your bae going to help you or what? Just playing, Alana. It's not serious. I mean, you don't have to be all weird. God's our best friend, so you can just tell him you're going to screw it up, and then we'll all enjoy it together. Don't be getting all formal, pulling out the Greek and everything. Come on. Keith, I think she's nervous.
Yeah. She's breaking a rule right now by being silent. Alana, are you there? What's going on with you?
Oh, shoot. I was muted. Okay.
Judy
right.
does that. She does that sometimes to block you.
That's what's that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, I just hauled it out today. Please be with me, you know. Okay. But on the night that our Lord was betrayed, he took the bread, for me, the bread of life, and he broke it and said, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this all in remembrance of me. So let us receive that bread of life, take it by the hand, break it, and eat it all. And after the meal, he took the cup, he took the wine, and he said, this is my blood, which is shed for you, the sign of the new covenant. Do this in remembrance of me. Let us drink together. Thank you, my Lord. Thank you. Thank you, my Lord. Blessings and honor, glory and power be unto our Lord this day and now and forever. Amen.
Praise you, Jesus.
Amen.
We love you, Lord. caller 816. Hello, 816. What's your name?
Who do you think it is?
Is this Kenneth?
Yes.
Kenneth. Good to hear your voice. I just muted Keith so he won't tell you how wrong you are.
I just wanted to call and let everybody know that I was okay. Everybody seemed to be a little worried about me.
Okay. Well, Keith, tell Kenneth you love him right now, Keith. Tell him you love him.
I love you, Kenneth, even though you speak false doctrine. No, I'm just teasing. No, I love you, brother.
So what's on your heart, Kenneth? Did you want to share anything? Have any dreams? How's everything going with your family? What's up with your life?
Oh, everything and nothing, of course. God is always good, and he always shows me things that it seems like no one else sees, but that's okay. You know, I was reading last night in Hosea. It was talking about the Israelites coming back to Israel. And it said something interesting. It says, in the second day, they'll go back to their land, and on the third day, they'll be with him. Talking about the Father. And everybody knows that we're in the third day now, I hope. So that can come any time.
Yeah. Amen.
And that's all really I have to share tonight.
That's a good one. Good one.
Well, that's good news that he can come anytime. Amen.
Amen.
The sooner the better.
I know.
Amen.
Hopefully before the red blood moon.
Yes, before the red blood moon, definitely.
This red blood moon is so profound. It's just, it'll be shocking if we don't go by the time it hits. It's so profound.
I honestly don't think anything's happening on that day.
I know. I'm not feeling it. Usually I feel angels in my place before things start happening in the spirit realm, but I'm not feeling anything. So, but
I mean, it'll be
shocking, Atana, because it's so important, Atana, that date. It's like,
I know. Definitely. There's going to be a red blood moon that day, but, you know, God's not obvious. He's not going to have something happen on the obvious day.
You could be around it, though, by a few days.
I agree.
Oh, definitely around it. Definitely around it before or after, but I honestly don't think it's going to be 15th, but who knows.
By the time the four of them are over with, there for sure will be some major stuff hitting the fan because it's going to be full-on. Tribulation will be full-on rocking by the time that we hit the fourth blood moon. The end of 2015, but I think one of these is going to pop, and there's going to be something huge. It's going to be all about Israel. So, God, keep your eyes on Israel. He's always telling me to keep your eyes on Israel. So, it'll be Israel doing something.
Yeah, there's definitely going to be something the week of the blood moon, but I don't believe it's going to be around on the 15th. But
yeah, I mean, Kerry said that Iran has the bomb in 2 months, so Israel better wake up and, you know, wake up and start doing something. So that's why I think the timing is pretty close on that.
I'd like to read Roman has a nice date. God said he told me himself that he founded Rapture-Centric Church upon date setters and dates he's given his bride. So I do take them seriously. So, like, Roman is saying in the chat room that he saw the 17th. I saw 17. So I think God's showing him the 17th. Blah, God in the next 5 minutes. I second that, blah. He's coming in the next 5 minutes. If God's given anyone any date, please feel free to share any dates that he's given you specifically in addition to believing it's today. If you do, I do, but you don't have to believe it's today ever. And we'd love to hear about it. Yepers. And, hey, you know, Nick's on the line. I think it's – oh, what, Tana? Were you going to say something?
I was just going to say, the 17th, we're discussing that this morning. The Miami Heat plays on the 16th, which technically is the 17th, and they play Philadelphia on the 16th, so which is technically the 17th in Israel. So it's, you know, there you go.
Cool. Nick is on my heart. Nico, can you hear us, Nico? Mr. Nick?
Yes, I can.
Do you have any questions or anything? I think it'd be fun to answer a question from you.
I don't really have anything on the top of my mind that I can really think of right now, to be honest with you. I don't want to disappoint you.
No, you're not.
But there's nothing that I can. Why is everyone so set on what is the representation of the blood moon, and why is everyone so set on the date of the rapture happening by or alongside of the blood moon?
Perfect. Take it away, church. You're all unmuted. Take it away.
There's four red blood moons. There's going to be one now, one in, I think, October this year, and then next year, same time, one in Passover, and then again, one in October. Those are lunar eclipses, and there's also going to be two solar eclipses. These red blood moons, they do occur, but they don't ever occur on the Jewish feast days, and there's the seven important Jewish feast days in the Bible. Well, the last two times that they did occur on that was in the past when Israel became a nation, and then when Israel got their land back. So they've been very, very important to God, because there's God's people, Israel, and when they got their land back and became a nation, it happened on the red blood moon. So now it's happening again, and we know the tribulation is about to start, and Israel's involved. Israel will be going through the tribulation, so we know that there's going to be, any time in the past they were at war when those red blood moons hit, that's how they got their land back and became a nation. So we expect them to be at war again, during these red blood moons, and so when they're at war, then that will be a part of the tribulation. Micah 7:2 says that the righteous were swept from the land, that one righteous remained. So Micah 7:2 is talking about the war with Israel that will happen. So that means that we will be gone. The rapture will happen before Israel attacks Iran and goes to war. There's only like three major wars that need to occur for the tribulation. There's like Psalm 83 and then the Iran-Israel war, and there's another one that's after the Psalm 83 one. But we're mainly concerned with this Israel-Iran war, the Gog-Magog war. The Bible says in Micah in two different places that the righteous were swept from the land. So the bottom line is, if you want prophecy to move forward, you got to watch Israel. It's all about Israel because they're going through the tribulation, and the bride is not mentioned after Revelation 4. So as soon as Israel attacks, well, we're going to be gone before that. So that's why we're watching so intently this rare red blood moon on a Jewish feast day. These will never happen again for another 500 years. And so it's time for things to move forward so we can get out of here. But that's why we watch it.
Thank you.
Can I say something real quick?
Please do.
Okay. Now, another thing you've got to remember is in Genesis 1:18, I believe it is, when God put the sun and the moon and the stars up in the earth, up in the heavens, he said these are for signs. I believe it's Matthew 24, I could be mistaken, but he says when you start seeing these signs, look up, because your redemption draws nigh. And there's a lot of signs in the sky that are happening right now. You also got Revelation, I believe it's 12.
That
happens in 2017, and it says that there was a about the sun clothed woman, and that will happen in 2017. And that's in the middle of the tribulation.
Yeah.
So that's another reason that we're looking at the stars in the sky for different signs.
Mm-hmm. That'll be shocking that's why I'm so shocked if we go past it and nothing happens, because that mid-twist sign, you know, you can't change that. So I don't know what God will be doing with that, but I'll be shocked.
That's a couple of the reasons why we're looking at the blood moon and the the sun, and all those are done are on the three major feasts of the Jewish nation. Because it says in the Old Testament that there's three times when you're supposed to go to Jerusalem if you're a Jew. And that's Tabernacles. Well, let's start over. Passover, Pentecost, and Tabernacles.
Okay. Plus, we know the rapture. Go ahead.
Huh?
Yeah. Plus, we know the earthquake's going to happen on the rapture, and the 188-day earthquake cycle is next going to happen on April 15th. So there's a lot of stuff going on that day.
Yeah.
Have all of you thought that it was going to happen previously and it not happened, and have it been quite disheartening?
Oh yeah, the whole bride's gone through the whole, like, I've been watching since January, literally January 1st, 2011. I watched every single day, and God kept giving me visions, and I knew it wasn't going to happen, but he kept saying, watch the signs, Keith, watch the signs. And he'd give me a vision about signs, and then the signs would come true. And so we were watching them, and then, you know, getting excited that maybe it'll happen on a day, maybe it won't. And then in 2000, so I watched literally every day. Didn't do much with my life, but just literally every day for all 2011. 2012 came by, Feast of Trumpets hit. I thought for sure it was going to happen. I had like 1,000 angels in my room. I went to heaven for 8 hours, and the angel was about to blow the trumpet, and Jesus held it back. So he told me it was delayed, but it was a powerful. Tana was with us too. My brother had the same thing, went to heaven for 8 hours. And then, so then we thought, oh, well, it'll be 2013, because then, wait a minute, we didn't have the false prophet and the Antichrist on the scene. Okay, so 2013, and we got the false prophet, you know, and the Antichrist on the scene, which is the Pope and Obama. And so, we have all the characters on the scene now, so we're getting closer and closer. And then, you know, Feast of Trumpets came and went, and the Lord told me I did not delay. I said, like, well, Lord, you did, but no, I did not delay, because I did not tell you I didn't delay. I'm like, okay. So then we watch, and now we're in 2014. All the characters are on the scene. Red Blood Moon's coming up. Tribulation's supposed to start. So, yeah, it's been like a roller coaster ride for a lot of people emotionally, yeah, up and down. It can be very – you can get very drained by it. So you have to kind of refresh your spirit and, you know, not get frustrated, because you do want to go home. You know, as the world gets darker, we want to leave. But, yeah, definitely, Nick. You can definitely – I mean, you're tuned into the right time right now, because right now this stuff's going to hit – it's going to happen, and we're right there. But yeah, a lot of people, many people have given up. I used to know a lot of YouTube channel people that had big YouTube channels on rapture stuff, and now they almost don't believe it anymore. It's, you know, a lot of people that were pre-trib turned to post-trib, meaning the rapture is going to happen after the tribulation, which is not biblical. But so a lot of people have switched stories. And then if something didn't happen, people would call them a false prophet. You know, everybody on YouTube would say that person was a false prophet, which caused bickering inside the bride. And oh, it's been crazy, crazy fiasco for sure, Nick. Yeah, good question.
Can you explain to me your experience when you went to heaven? That's quite interesting to me.
I went to heaven for 8 hours, so it was all about the energy that I felt. Well, there was like 1,000 angels in my room, because I looked up and I said, oh my gosh, it feels like there's some angels in this room. And I started seeing them, and then it was like all of a sudden the number 1,000 came to me, and they're just, the whole room was full of angels, really powerful. Just the energy was, and I wasn't like feeling sick at all. I was having my health like completely cleared up and was totally perfect for the whole week, and it was really wonderful. So I was like, oh my gosh, we're gonna get raptured, and then went to heaven for eight hours, and mainly just felt the power of God. I felt God's presence was so strong it would like wake me up, and but then I'd wake up because the energy was too strong, and then I'd go back into this, you know, heaven again, and it was so intense that the happiness and the joy was so intense. I just felt like I could have been there 1,000 years. It was great. And then I saw the angel about to blow the trumpet. I was so excited. I thought it was going to happen, but Jesus had his hand up and held it back. But, yeah, it was just basically feeling for me, it was like electricity energy. It was just so strong, the energy, and so powerful, but yet it was so peaceful and beautiful.
The energy was very strong. I couldn't sleep all night. It was just so powerful and strong. We had a slumber
party.
Donna was with us.
Yeah, Donna was with us. We were having this.
It
was so funny, too. I know. We were like, we didn't buy any food that week because we're like, oh, we're going to get raptured. We didn't, you know, told my job's like, you know, screw off. Like, we don't need you because, like, you know, we're getting raptured. And a lot of people were doing that, too. You know, like, oh, I'm not going to bother doing this and that or nothing. We're getting raptured. So, oh, boy. That was like a slug in the jaw when I woke up. And we're like, oh, my gosh, we didn't get raptured. So it was like a hit in the one in the jaw and one to the stomach, left and right hook. Oh, boy. So, yeah, it was a real high and then a real low. And that was then for like 3 months I was just depressed. A lot of people in the bride like went quiet, no videos. Everybody was down and out until December hit and everybody thought I was going to hit again. So it's been a ride, yeah.
Do you think that that's God's way, this roller coaster is God's way of testing ones with the strongest faith?
Well, honestly, that's a way to look at it. I don't think God's testing the people's faith. I think God, the thing is, if God told us that he was going to come back 3 years from now, nobody would watch. In fact, a lot of Christians would probably go back to the world and say, well, I'm going to go back and just kind of like do my job and, you know, put Lord on the back burner and I'll get back to him. Around that time, I'll start repenting and, you know, I'll get back on board again. But that's why God gets us excited, because it kind of carries us through, because if he didn't say anything, people would lose hope. So he actually does get people all excited, jazzed, and ready. So they are ready, and to go, and then they go tell all their friends and blah, 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 and, you know, and then, yeah, so that's the whole idea. He wants to keep everybody waiting and ready all the time, and so he's got it. That's why he says those things. But it does test our faith, for sure. That's for sure.
I also think he wants to confuse the enemy. You know, if we keep putting out these dates that he tells people, you know, this confusing the enemy, he's like, okay, they said it's the 6th. Okay, everybody get your big guns ready. It's going to have to be 6th, and then, you know, God's kind of laughing like, ha, ha, ha. That one's on you, but good for my my children keeping the faith and trusting in me, believing in me.
It's true. A lot of the bride just kind of went quiet for a long, long time on YouTube and Facebook, and then I noticed, and then Judy came on the scene with Little John, the prophet, and that really, like, oh, man, that just brought so much hope into people's hearts, and it really, you know, for every one person that didn't like it, there was a whole lot of people that did, so it just, it actually kind of revived the whole YouTube family and Facebook to stir them up and get them excited again. So this time, though, we're, you know, there's no more time left. We're at, the events are here, the players are in place, it's all ready, you know, and the signs are in the heaven, like Ken said, so.
Seconds
you gotta have,
away, we could, we're we seconds
are.
Away, we could go right now.
Amen, yeah. Hannah.
Yeah, I like what Keith said, Nick. You really did come aboard at just the right time. You really did, because we are there. And you're not going to have months to wait. You're really not. But he God chooses the timing for each piece of person that he brings along. So he knew Nick. He knew exactly when he was going to call you and reveal all this stuff to you, and you're just blessed. You're blessed. I'm blessed it was at the last minute, too, because if I had been waiting since 2011, it would have been horrible for someone like me. So God made sure I was clueless until 2012 of September. He made sure I was clueless about the rapture. I mean, I've always thought it was going to be in my lifetime, but I just go about my life. But he revealed it to me in 2012, and I started, like, preaching like a mad woman at my school. I already told the kids about God, but I went off. I had them all watching Kleck videos in my classroom. Kids were getting saved. I never took a lunch break after that. I was always in my room with the kids. We had what's called an apocalypse club. We made it up. And we called it the Apocalypse Club, and we just would talk about the end of the world, and kids were getting convicted of their sins, so they'd ask me, is it okay to be gay, is it okay? So we had all kinds of real personal talks on my lunch hour, because kids were getting afraid they were going to go to hell because they smoke weed, and they do all, you know, kids nowadays do everything. So the Lord just had me assuring all my students and loving on them, and then he called me out of my job November 19th in 2013, because the Spirit of the Lord fell on my son and announced the timing of the rapture, and God said, quit your job and everything. So my life's been totally – so I've been waiting, Nick, since November of 2013. But I know I'm not waiting much longer. He really is coming. This is it. He wouldn't have had me, you know, get our job and translate my son's dad and do all this stuff. So it's super exciting to – you're lucky. You're really lucky that you came aboard at this time. Because you don't have to wait months and months and months, you know. We're leaving.
Mm-hmm. I'm really lucky to have all of you guys come into my life and educate me as to why I've had such intense feelings and I've been drawn so close to the Lord in the past month.
Beautiful.
So I just just want to relay that to everyone, that I just really appreciate everyone's time and energy, and you're all in my thoughts and prayers every night before I go to sleep.
Thank you, honey.
Aw. Thank you. Well, you know.
So sweet.
We're going to be leaving with the spirit in the sky, so I dedicate this to Nick.
Right on.
Okay.
Right on.
Reading it. Gabrielle was saying how she was so surprised to find some nightingales in the nest with outside her house, and they were singing so lovely. So she was thanking Jesus. So he said, nothing could make you happier, could it? I, too, know how to make surprises. Some people don't see them. I'm so glad that you guessed. On Earth, you always have to guess. I'm always hidden behind the door. Sometimes you haven't seen me. Do you remember? See me in everything, for I am everywhere for all of you. Oh, that look of yours that I love. You understand, it's like a declaration of love from you, as though you gave me a little piece of your soul. And I take it right away, carefully watching for a chance to pick you up like a collector of work, like a collector of works of art who jealously hides his discoveries so that no one may steal them from him. Tell me that you are really and truly mine from now on. You say you know that, Lord, but don't deprive me of the joy of hearing you say it again. Any words at all, you can say them to me.
Wow.
Yeah, it's tender. Very tender.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. I hope I'll read you a little bit.
I just want to say that I want to just piggyback on that. The Lord, he really loves us, you guys. He told me the other morning that he said, why do people beg me? You know, he's not mad at you if you do begging prayers, okay? I've done begging prayers before. I don't do them anymore, but because I know how much he loves me. You don't ever have to beg God for anything. He delights to give you all things. And if you're not getting what you're wanting, it's because he loves you. Okay, so if he's not answering a prayer, remember, he loves you. He's doing it for your best. But you never have to beg God. All these people saying, pray that I'm counted to go worthy in the rapture, that is not even scriptural. Okay, they're taking the Bible out of context. You should know and have an assurance in your heart that you're going in the rapture because the Lord, because you're a friend of God. You're not a beggar. You're God's friend. And you don't beg friends. Friends are friends. You know, of course I'm going. Why would I ever have to beg God to count me worthy? I'm worthy because of what Jesus did. I'm worthy because he's not looking for reasons to not take me in the wedding. He's looking for reasons to take me. So I just want to encourage everybody and piggyback on Pat's word there that God is so delighted over his creation. He's just looking for people who will receive what he has to offer you. It's free. It's scandalous. That's absolutely scandalous. That's the scandal of the gospel, is that it's scandalous. You know, this world is performance. Who's making that noise? So annoying. This world is performance-oriented. I don't know where that noise is coming from. And because it's performance-oriented, we think we have to do. And no, God is just looking for people who will receive his love and his invitation, and that's what he's found in RCC. Rapture-centric church, we know where we're going. And if you're feeling insecure today and you're like, I'm not really sure, I want, ask God. Don't ask me. Don't ask. Say, God, I want what Judy has or Keith has. I want to know that I know that I know that I never have to beg you and ever wonder, am I going? God wants to give you that assurance himself. Yes, you're going because I hand-tailored a wedding menu for you. Why would you have to beg God to go? God showed little John, for each and every person, they have their own menu. I mean, these angels, in the beginning of when God fell on little John, he gave him vision after vision of all the work that was going into this wedding. That's all he saw, John, for the first month. He just, Mom, these angels are busy. Then after they were getting the food ready, then they were getting the mansions ready. And then God showed little John a vision, and the mansions were ready. Everybody's homes were done. So God told little John, it's all done now. It's all, the mansions are done, the wedding prep feast is done, and also after we marry Jesus, there's going to be a number of weddings that are going to occur. There'll be weddings later on too, but immediately after, for whatever purpose God has, there are going to be some people who are getting married right after they married Jesus, you know, because little John saw that. Not necessarily everybody. You know, personally, I want to date a little bit when I get there. I don't want to like just marry someone I just met. But, you know, the thing is...
Luco and I are going to get married in heaven. Luco and I we're getting married.
You know what? He's not on the phone to defend himself, so go ahead and talk all the trash you want, Keith.
Yeah, I mean, he asked me, so I just was like, oh, okay, a little bit shocked, but okay. So I think he broke up with Tana and wants to marry me now, so I was like, okay.
Well, oh, my goodness.
Stacy and I are looking forward because we're going to get married to some hot man. Her and I are going to have, like, hot husbands. We're going to hang out with our hubbies, but... Yeah, so, you know, Keith, don't be trying to ask me to marry you, Keith. I'm not, okay? I'm like,
I ain't going that way no more. Oh, no.
Yeah, but I wanted to talk about the worthy thing. You know, I've had people email me and say they don't feel worthy. And to be honest with you, if there's ever such a sin, it's actually sinning to say that you don't feel worthy. Because God gets so upset over that. And The reality is, because what you're doing is you're nullifying the cross. You are worthy. And don't ever let, that comes from the enemy. The enemy tries to tell you that you're not worthy. And I said, that is from the enemy. God, Jesus already did it all. All you got to do is, he handed you the gift. You just got to receive it. So you always want to be, we are supposed to approach the throne boldly with confidence. God wants us to be proud that he's our God and we can approach him and that we are going to heaven. He does not want us to say, well, Lord, I don't feel worthy. He never says that. That's from the enemy. The enemy will try to beat you down and tell you that you're not worthy. So he'll to take your ticket out of your hand, your entrance into the kingdom. So always remember that. Don't ever, and I tell people, don't entertain that because you're actually hurting Jesus when you say that. Jesus died for us. So he paid the price. He handed us the ticket, and we're gladly accepting it. God just wants us to be happy and enjoy what he gave us. So you are all worthy, and that's the best part. You know, it's not based on us, based on what he did.
Yeah. Amen, Keith. Amen, Keith. And, you know, that God wants to deliver you from that fear, every last vestige of fear. I still had the little bit of fear in me until he fell on my son, and then God worked me through that. He will clean you out, you guys. I'm so confident I'm going in the rapture. I could sin all day today. If I felt like sinning all day, I would still go in the rapture because, see, it's not about me. I mean, I'm not going to do it intentionally, but what I'm trying to say is I know where I'm going. See, God had to do that in me. I still had a little bit of fear. God, are you not mad at me? And God took a risk. He took care of it, and here's why. It wasn't because I did anything clever. It's because I decided to believe him like my little son. He was like an example to me, my little 10-year-old. It was just the most ridiculous thought because I actually told him, I go, am I going, honey? And he was like, Mom, that is – he was. And I know it's hard to believe hearing me say that, but, you know, we all have our fear. You know, he's coming in. And my son looked at me like, are you freaking crazy? Like, why would you not be? And so God just got rid of my last little 10% of fear that I had. And I'm telling you guys, he wants you to be 100% confident that you're going. And I'm so confident, like I said, I could spend all day today. I could go do whatever I wanted, okay?
It's true.
I choose not to, but I could.
Well, I always get, sometimes I get ridiculous because I'm like, Lord, yesterday was a bad day to take me in the rapture, but today I'm doing good. I'm like walking in holiness, so today is a better day. And Lord, remind me, Keith, you're ridiculous. Like, I don't look at, oh, that day you sinned, so you can't go in the rapture. He looks at your whole life and your heart. And remember, he washes the sin away, and then he looks at you. When we stand on Bema judgment, which is when we stand before him in the rapture, we do have to stand before him face to face, Jesus. And what he's going to do, he's going to take, he doesn't look at your sins because he says, he's going to say, all your sins are washed away by my blood. Now I want to look at your gifts, and here's what we're going to give you. And that's it. So we're not going to be nervous in line waiting before Jesus, unlike the tribulation later on, the white throne. We're going to actually we're just getting in line to get our gifts. So we should be celebrating.
That's right. And if you have a hard time and you're not quite there, it's this easy, okay? There's no book. There's no system. You just say, Lord, will you perfect me in your love? And would you put your confidence in my heart? I'm making a choice to believe that I'm worthy because your word says I'm worthy. And I'm going to believe that. Would you please comfort my heart? And he will. You guys, the outpouring right now is total detachment from this world and total outpouring of love from the Father to you, because this is the season of the wedding, of the rapture. So why wouldn't he be pouring out his love extra strong? That's what you do before a wedding. You flirt with your bride, and that's what he's doing, and that's why we have this church, because Jesus Christ, our groom, wanted to have 4 hours a day where he could publicly be adored by us, his bride, and where he could publicly adore us. So that's why I always say call in and share. You know that Alana, Keith, Pat, Leah, they're beautiful brides. Everyone that calls in, I just said the people that are on the air right now, but, you know, I know they're beautiful brides because I hear their voice, they share their stories, they talk. So that's why I say you guys call in and show off your father and let him show you off, because we're leaving. You don't have much longer to do it. And it's just beautiful to be able to be together like this. God told me that we're giving him courage to do what he needs to do because of our love for him and one another. You know, he's not looking forward to this tribulation. He cried many tears and told me, you guys, this is how much he loves us. He just imagine if you had a child. And if you're single, imagine your pet or your plants or something you really love, okay? And it's just, he's not looking forward to disciplining his creation. He's not. He really is not. But we're giving him the courage to do it. We're helping him get people at this feast, because when this church is translated, God's people who he wants to be there that have held judgment in their heart and hate, They're going to repent and they'll make it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So we're helping Jesus by loving him publicly on the air 2 times a day, you know, and by loving each other publicly. This is no small thing. The fact that we love and talk and joke around, this is no small thing. Love is the greatest power on the face of this earth. And we're not taking any of the gifts with us. Nothing we won't need anymore. All we are going to take with us is love. So anyway, you guys, I just can't say that enough.
That's true. Only love enters heaven.
Yeah.
Only love.
It's just amazing. It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's amazing what he's going to do with us. I'm telling you right now. We are just so blessed. We're so blessed. And you know what? God loves Pat Benatar. God loves Katy Perry. God's going to save all these people. Let's rock out with some Pat and pray for her that she makes it in the rapture. Did you like that, Keith? I thought Keith might like that.
I was just texting you how much I liked that. Yeah.
Oh, I cut it short by. I'm sorry. We only have 90 seconds, but I just wanted to all say goodbye in the spirit and the bride say come and all the normal stuff
we
do.
Okay, we love you all.
Love everybody.
Love you, everybody.
Love you, Judy.
Love you guys.
Love you, everybody.
Love everybody that's listening and in the chat room today, too, as well.
Amen.
Keith, how are you feeling today?
You feeling all right?
Rough day today, but I feel better since I've been on the radio.
Oh, okay.
Well, you're in my thoughts, and I really prayed for you a lot last night, so I just want you to know.
Oh, that
means a lot
to me.
Thank you.
Amen.
All right.
Thank you.
Take care, guys.
Okay.
Everybody yell, come, really quick. Spirit and the bride, say.
Come. We love you, Jesus.
Spirit and the bride say, come.
Love you, Jesus.
My cat will do it.
Spirit and the bride say, come.
Love. Love you, Nick. Thank you.
Yeah. Love you.
You're wonderful,
Don Boy. Love you, Nick. Love you, Leah. Love you, Luca.
Don't love
you,
Luca.
Love you, guys.
Don't love Luca.
No love to Luca.
Yeah,
I love
Luca.
Sure,
no.
You do.
Luca's
a loser. Love you, Pat. Maybe Dustin will get up tomorrow morning.
Luca.
Okay.
he texted me and said he was blocked out of it. So I said, well, that's what you get for the code violation. Good luck. He's locked out.